Welcome to Philanthropy Today. Our goal is to inspire giving by educating listeners on ways to give and how to connect with charitable causes. My name is Dave Lewis. I'm your host of Philanthropy Today. Thank you for joining the show. Today, we're going to get to know a member of the board of directors for the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. And for our Philanthropy Today podcast, we welcome Dale Bradley. Thanks for joining us, Dale.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Tell us a little bit about Dale Bradley.
Well, I was born in right here in Kansas, in Council Grove, Kansas, in November of 1937. My father was a teacher and a coach at Council Grove, and I attended like the first couple of grades there. And then he was teaching at what was called Garfield School. And unfortunately for the school, it burned down during his tenure there. So we moved to Brookville, Kansas, and he was a coach and teacher there. And he started football at Brookville as a coach. So I attended third, fourth, and fifth grade there. Sixth grade, I went to Cimarron, where he was coaching and teaching. So this is kind of like a military thing with me, moving around to different places. Graduated from Ford High School in 1955. My father got me a scholarship at Hutchinson Community College, a full ride scholarship, because we had no money. We were a very, very poor family. He was the teacher, and my mother was taking care of my brother, who had polio for 60 years of his life. So it was just his income that we had, but he had a connection with the college and got me the scholarship for 2 years. I didn't have much choice. Dad had no money, so I stayed with my grandmother at Brookville for my 2 years that I was there. My grandparents owned the telephone exchange at Brookville. And so I stayed with them 2 years, drove back and forth 14 miles one way so I could play basketball and finish my career. Unfortunately, my dad did not have enough money my senior year at Kansas Wesleyan, you know, as it's a private school. And so he said, "Dad, I don't have enough dollars to pay your tuition." So I was destitute because I just had one semester to go. So I went to the minister, the college minister at university, and said, "You know, what can I do?" And he said, "Well, we do have university student loans. And as long as you're a United Methodist, why, we can get you that loan." So I was able to finish my senior year with a student loan from Kansas Wesleyan through that department. From there on, I went out to teach it and coach it, following my dad's footsteps at Burdett, Kansas, in western Kansas, west of Larned, and kept working on Topeka High School because I wanted to get into a bigger school. Really not. I taught study hall for 6 hours of the day because they didn't have an opening in the teaching. So it took a year before I got into the taught psychology, driver ed, physical education there, and was a assistant coach in all three sports at Topeka High. And we won some football championships, basketball championships, and I had high jump, pole vault, long jump, and track. So that ended my coaching career. And then I was asked to go out to Milton Vale and work with my father-in-law in the Citizens State Bank, which he started in 1946. So I tried it one summer while I was still coaching, and then the next summer I went out for sure. So that I spent 50 years working for Citizens State Bank at Milton Vale, and became involved. You talk about philanthropy. He said, "Dale, you need to get out of the bank and get to know people in the banking system and become involved, get on committees and do things." And I took him up on that and became very involved with the Kansas Bankers Association and our local community area, president of Cloud Republic Bankers Association, became involved with Bank Administration Institute, which is an offshoot of NABAC, and I was performed as president in Salina of the chapter. They asked me to be later state director, and later than that, I was asked to be district director. There were 12 districts in the United States, And I was main chairman over all 12 districts in the United States. But from there on, I went on to work with the KBA and the ABA, and was named, actually asked to be go through the chairs of the KBA. 1997, I went through the chairs of the KBA. In 1999, I was the chairman or president of, they call it chairman now, of the Kansas Bankers Association, which was affiliated with the American Bankers Association. I can't tell you how important that's been to me through the to my lifetime. So that's on a personal status.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a graduate. I've listened to several of your podcasts,
mm-hmm.
Higgins and Briggs and Veneer and
those are all great stories.
They all and what they've done, they've given me a background of how this community bank, this community foundation got started,
mm-hmm.
and how little they started with and how it's grown. I'm very proud of the fact that our association is over $300 million now. I'm very proud of the fact that we have Vern Hendricks as our leader and Marla. And one of the things that I professed as a board member is that we do something about what happens if these two are gone. And they are now doing a strategic planning study, and we'll see how that turns out. But I think the most important thing to me as a banker, I was required to have a continuation policy, mm-hmm. and the examiners looked at it every time they came to the bank. So I felt like that same thing should be in an association that's a $300 million outfit to do the same thing. And I'm so glad that they're working with that right now in the committee. And so
I suppose
that goes forward.
I would suppose, Dale, that through your experiences both in education and as a banker, you had a real firsthand glimpse of the importance of giving back to your community.
Yes. In 1984, I started a medical clinic at Milton Vale. And next year will be our 40th year that I've been able to keep the doors open. I owned the building, and I gave it to the foundation there for a dollar. I actually had an attorney draw up our papers to be a 501 so that we could receive outside money. And we first charged people $50 if they were a member so we could keep the doors open and for maintenance and that sort of thing. Down the line, I got a guy to serve on my board that passed away a few years ago. And in his estate, he's left money for the Lions Club and for the community foundation and also for my medical clinic foundation. And it's way more than enough to keep our doors open. The main problem for me was my job in almost 40 years is to keep a doctor in that clinic and do the financials for the organization to keep it going. And I've had doctors from Concordia. I've had doctors from Clay Center. And recently, we're working with the Salina Regional Health Foundation. And by the way, I served 9 years on the Salina Regional Health Foundation board. But they've been very kind to provide doctors from Delphus to come about 25 miles to Milton Vale for several years now. And unfortunately, one of those is retiring. So my daughter also is on the board, and we're still keeping doctors in our clinic and maybe going to 2 days a week. We normally are open on 3 hours on 1 day a week. So that's a big boon for me to do that. And I've been very proud of doing that for that community. And we've our bank made a lot of donations to the community, which you're expected to do. If you don't take care of your community, it's just like our foundation. If you don't take care of your associates, then you're not going to be in business for long. So that's one reason we have great growth here, is that we take care of our people and we do it with reasonable fees. So I like that very much.
How long have you been living in Manhattan now?
We moved into our house on August the 1st, 2005. Larry Thurger built our home.
Was the transition from Milton Vale, a small community of what, 800?
500.
500?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I grew up near a small town like that. So
yes, I
know about Milton Vale. I've been there a number of times. But that transition from Milton Vale to Manhattan, how did that impact you and Suzanne?
Not really too much at all. I think part of that goes back to all the associations I've had through the years with banking, KBA, ABA, Independent Community Bankers, and the different bank boards that I've served on, Bankers Bank of Kansas, Kansas Bankers Surety Company, Executive Committee, and with working with boards at Kansas Wesleyan University for 16 years, I had enough association. All it is really, Dave, is association with people. And if you can communicate with people, you can do about anything. And I think that was probably one of my pluses. I love communication. I love to work with people. And I love to see something better tomorrow than it was today in any community that I go to. So that's how I got started with one lady here who saw that her time was up on one of the boards here in town. And she said, Dale, you'd be perfect for that. So that gets you started, home care and hospice. So I spent 6 years there. And then I went to the zoo board after that. And then it just climbs on from that, from different places that I've served. Again, you're communicating with people from Manhattan on all of that. So my biggest downfall, I suppose, is I did not graduate. And many of these people you interviewed are all graduates of Kansas State, proving that you don't have to graduate from Kansas State to do a lot of good things for wherever community you are involved with. So,
well, and I'm not a graduate of any place except high school.
Yeah.
But, the thing is, you know, it's the heart that's really important. So let's talk a little bit about why you chose Manhattan over where you could have probably gone anywhere you and Suzanne would have wanted to.
That's easy. We were in Topeka a lot of times with the KBA presidency and going through those chairs. It took a lot of my time away from my bank. So we bought a house in Topeka in a nice area. And I thought that's where we were going to wind up being, as we liked the Topeka community. And we became involved with the orchestra provided by Washburn University, Topeka Symphony, and actually had a speaker come to Rotary from Topeka Symphony. But she spent 6 years on that board, and so we were involved a lot with that situation, and she did a great job. She's always done a great job wherever she performed. So we made some good contacts in Topeka. But what happens is that I was still going back and forth to the bank, and we needed to be closer to our my mode of operation. And so we moved from there to Manhattan. And second reason for that is that I put two kids through K-State. Mm. So we already had an association with Kansas State and became very well involved in several avenues of Kansas State football and athletics and about everything. And I'm still on the foundation there. So it spiraled from that to working with people in Manhattan versus working with people in Topeka. So it's all a matter of, and that logistics was, I don't know how many years, probably 5 or 6 years I drove back and forth, and then we sold the bank in 2013. But I drove that 50 miles one way every day, 5 days a week, just so that I could be at my bank as a CEO of the bank. And I got my daughter involved. She became president of the bank and was my number two person. So
I would imagine that one decision of moving to Manhattan, you're probably quite thankful for, is what we have seen in the improvement of healthcare and the different facilities that we have available, the different staff that we have available now that we didn't have 15, 20 years ago. And that's been very important for not just you, but also for your wife's care.
Yes, in the helps of people with dementia and Parkinson's and that sort of thing. And I do think that our foundation here is addressing that and are trying to work with that along. We have so many avenues that we help out with here in Manhattan, and that's just one of them. But that's a very important thing that you bring up. So I hope we continue to work in that capacity.
You talked about, you know, becoming on the board and some of the background that you bring to the table. You spoke a little bit about, you know, the succession plan for both Vern and Marla. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other aspects about the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation that you are particularly proud of?
Well, I think that's easy for me. I've watched this grow as through the time that I've been on the board, let alone the executive committee of the board. And we've through Vern Hendricks, he can do about anything as far as I'm concerned. He is actually the one who enticed me to come on the board. And my expertise is finance. So I've been on finance of the board for ever since that I've been on the board. And many other groups that I work with, they want me there for finance because of my background with finance. But I think I'm really most proud of what we've grown in with our associate members. You know, we're up to, I believe, 20 now as of about last week. Mm-hmm. Riley or something came on. And this is creating a great thing for those communities because they haven't had the thing we have, our Grow Green is so good here. That's branching out to some of these other smaller communities. And I think Atchison just set a new record mm-hmm. this past week with, and so I think we've created that through Vern and his visitations with these peoples in these different areas. And they're smaller units that need our expertise to keep them going, whether it be investments, whether it be handling their funds, whatever it be. I think that's one of our greatest assets for this foundation.
Well, you're an asset to the board, and we are certainly thankful that you could come in and visit with us and share your story. So, Dale, thanks for joining us today.
It's my pleasure to be here, and thank you, Dave, for having me.
Thank you for joining us for Philanthropy Today, an inside look at the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. You can always learn more about the GMCF at our website, mcfks.org. We also invite you to subscribe to Philanthropy Today on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Dave Lewis. I'm proud to host Philanthropy Today. It's hosted and produced in the Ad Astra Cast Studios in downtown Manhattan, Kansas.